there is an earthy side of the Christian faith. Let's talk about it on Key Life.
It's for freedom that Christ set us free, and Key Life is here to bring you biblical teaching that encourages you to never give in to slavery again. Our teacher on Key Life is Steve Brown. He's an author, broadcaster, and seminary professor who's sick of phony religion.
Thank you, Matthew. If you have your Bible, open it to the 5th chapter of Galatians, and we're looking at a rant. and it's not mine, it's Paul's. Paul is, in this text, saying some very strong things about freedom. Now, we've seen that freedom isn't passive, that by which we looked at a side road, and we've seen that you have to stand with it. And yesterday, we talked about there being nothing you can do about your salvation. Nelson Bell was an acquaintance of mine. He was Billy Graham's father-in-law, and he was never known for mincing his words. He was once asked to pray at the graduation of a college. He asked the president if he could say a few words about salvation, and the president told him that he was only scheduled to pray, stick to praying. And so he prayed something like this: "Oh Lord, there are two kinds of people here in this auditorium. Some are saved and some are lost. Bring the lost to the light of salvation." He was right. He was making a point. You know, you either are or you aren't. And if you are, deal with it. If you aren't, try to do something about it, and you'll be glad that you did. Did I tell you about the time I was at a church in Atlanta? And it was an evening service, and they lost the electricity, and everything went out. And I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face. And it was a big auditorium, and I felt my way down to the first row from the platform. And, you know, people were kind of nervous because the thunder was going. They were afraid there were going to be tornadoes. And I said, "Hey, listen to me." And boy, did they get quiet fast. And I said, "We're all going to die. And if you die in church, that's probably a good thing." And they kind of laughed, but not a big laugh, because we were all a little bit nervous. And then I said, "Listen, if you're not a Christian, if I were you, I'd do something about that, like quick. I mean, you can tell Jesus at the throne that you died in church and it might help, but I don't think it will much. So if I were you," this was called evangelism under the gun. "If I were you, I would myself run to Jesus like yesterday and get this thing settled." What was I saying? Same thing that Nelson Bell was saying. And by the way, some people found Christ that night at that church. I was saying either you are or you aren't. And if you are, it's settled and you can't do anything about it. If you're not, you can do something about it. And if you'll ask me, I'll tell you. Well, I'll better tell you now, because I might not get another chance. You never know. Go to Jesus and say, "I've messed this thing up, and I'm not good enough for you to accept me. Could you apply your cross to me?" And at that instant, he will, and you'll be his. And you can't add to it, and you can't subtract from it. Let me show you. I've got to say something about this. So I'm going to do, and then we're going to spend next week and maybe start it today, but we're going to look at false teaching and some things that we need to know about false teaching. But I do want you to note that 12th verse. I almost hesitate to bring it up, but it's there. And if it's there, and I'm a Bible teacher, I ought to at least say something about it. In the 12th verse, Paul says, "I wish those who unsettle you would mutilate themselves." Now, You need to know that what I'm going to say here is not necessarily for delicate ears. Paul is here using some very earthy language. He is saying that he wishes those who urge circumcision would go ahead and complete the job. And you have to, you in the English translations, you have to kind of soften it for tender Christian ears. But Paul didn't soften it when he said it. You know the name Clarence Jordan? He's the founder. He's in heaven now. He's the founder of, was the founder of Koinonia Farms in Americus, Georgia. And that has, that's some of the soil out of which some really great ministries like Habitat grew out of that. He was an amazing guy, and he was a Greek scholar, had a PhD in Greek. We invited him to the seminary in Boston, the graduate school where I was then in attendance because of his work in Americus. And, you know, that place was this side of Waco, liberal. I mean, we didn't believe anything. And but he had done some good stuff, so they cut him slack and they invited him. And as soon as he got into the pulpit, they found out he really believed this. Every word of the Greek. Not only did he know Greek, he believed in the Bible every word that was written there and didn't mind proclaiming it. And it was a great week for me. It was one of the reasons that I joined the opposition after graduating from that graduate school. And I rise up and call Clarence Jordan blessed. But he, one of the things that he did, and I'm getting to the point, just stay with me. One of the things that he did is that he translated the Bible, and particularly the New Testament, into the common, ordinary language that really references the Koinonia Greek that was used in the New Testament. And he didn't mince any words. In fact, he used some words that I wouldn't use. It was, if you want to get it, it's called the cotton patch version of Scripture. And it's an accurate translation, and you'll be offended. Because you know sometimes Christian faith is pretty earthy. We have learned to be nice and say nice and live nice. But that's not true of what the church is supposed to be. We're supposed to have dirt under our fingernails. We're supposed to be people who are bold, who know how to say it without shilly-shallying. And Paul did that. And we should do that too. We shouldn't always watch our words and always be nice. Sometimes you got to speak. Sometimes you got to speak truth to power. Peter Cartwright, he was one of the early circuit riders. I have a book in my library that is titled Bible in Pocket, Gun in Hand, which is about the circuit ride. Boy, they were something else. In other words, they were pretty earthy. Peter Cartwright used to say when he would come to a new town where he was going to preach the gospel, he would turn to his colleagues and say, "Gentlemen, I smell hell." And then he would proceed to proclaim the unsearchable riches of the gospel of Christ. Listen to me. Jesus didn't die to make you sweet. He died to make you effective. Christ didn't die to make you precious. He died to get you excited. So, like Peter Cartwright, you go to the hard places and you speak the hard truth that sets people free. When Jesus told us that we were to be salt, the salt of the earth, in the Sermon on the Mount, what do you think he meant? That's what he was talking about, what I was just teaching. And sometimes I'd rather just be nice, and I'd rather be sweet and have everybody like me. But Jesus said, you're salt, and salt has some taste to it, has some zest to it. It's something that if you pour in a wound, it's going to hurt. Salt, and you're salt, and you're here because you're salt, so don't shilly-shally. Now, I don't have the time today to go into it, but we'll talk about it next week. We're going to talk about false teaching. And we're not only going to look at this text, we're going to look at a number of other texts that have to do with false teaching. Listen, that's an important subject. The truth needs to be spoken truly. My late friend Francis Schaeffer called it true truth, and it needs to be spoken clearly. False teaching, even if it sounds nice, will kill you. You think about that. Amen.
That was Steve Brown continuing to teach us from Galatians 5 about freedom. If you're free, deal with it. And if you're not free, well, what are you waiting for? Run to Jesus. Steve will continue our tour of Galatians next week, but first, tomorrow, it's time again for Friday Q&A. That means our friend Pete Allinson will swing by, and together, he and Steve will answer the challenging questions you've sent in. Well, you know that every time this day, we offer you a free gift, and today is no exception, but there's a gift God has offered us, too, the gift of obedience. You know, responsibility to a sovereign, loving God is not a bad deal, but feeling constrained by the expectations of others, now that is a bad deal. So how can we be truly free in Christ? Well, you may be surprised by the answers, which Steve outlines in a little booklet called The Gift of Obedience. Get your copy right now while supplies last by calling 1-800-KEY-LIFE. That's 1-800-539-5433. You can also email steve@keylife.org and ask for the CD. If you'd like to mail your request, send it to Key Life Network, P.O. Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. If you're in Canada, send your request to Key Life Canada, P.O. Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L 6J8. Just ask for the booklet called The Gift of Obedience. Finally, would you support Key Life? You could charge a gift on your credit card or include a gift in your envelope. Or just text Key Life to 28950. Key Life is a member of ECFA in the States and 4C in Canada, and we are a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.